right now.
Subject to be especially on the lookout for Hurricane Michael Turner.
something about looking for an American person.
Yeah, or what to do. In other words, has there been any new order or special order issued in the recent days concerning the subject, now that the ceasefire is upon us?
Although, I mean, not that we have nothing now. That's how I don't know it. There has been no special order on that subject. But you know that in the past year, there were several times that when the Alvin troops freed the American prisoners whenever they could in their operation.
Do you have any information yet whether or not the NBA or East Europe is any army field that was involved in
this? Hold on, have you got any on that into the phone?
Exactly,
we have in mind.
It means the country will be really independent and free of foreign troops. So everybody's a victor. Both sides.
Metaphysical.
That's what I mean. So, what I say,
that's heavy stuff.
Now I can say that can this size stand for Vietnamese victory?
What do you think?
Yes, sir.
Good. That's your own question.
Yes.
So far.
What is significant change?
But so far there have been no changes. Right. After the announcement, there was no immediate. All I'm getting at is that at the time of the announcement, there was no immediate stand down or further restraints or any change in air operation. Will you be answering that question from time to time in the next 3 days? If there is a change, right?
We will continue to publish our communique.
Were there any air operations launched between the time of Mr. Nixon's speech and the end of the reporting period? The reporting period was over before Nixon's speech.
That's right.
So that's tomorrow's question.
Today, targeting targets for aircraft where they are likely to encounter a ground fire.
I don't sense that there have been any changes before that.
My question is, what is the
expect to be able to add anything to what we know about the exchange agreements and so forth, as they might apply in country sometime between now and the end of the week.
Well,
is this
I
thing that's coming out tomorrow?
A lot of things are going to come clear. Right now, it's not very much. Presumably, the information that is scheduled to be released in Washington tonight again clear up a lot of things.
This can't be much help until that's it.
Well, that news briefing on this day when the ceasefire was announced didn't amount to much. The mimeographed releases simply listed air attacks and so forth in a mathematical way, in the routine style of many days and years past. And the Vietnamese officer looked as though he were suffering as he said nothing. And the American officer looked as though he weren't particularly suffering, except from a bad case of deadpan. On the streets, the people showed some excitement over the enormous headlines in the Saigon papers, Ngayon Ban, meaning stop fire. That first word is the same word N-G-U-Y-E-N, as the one of the very most common surnames in this country. Mrs. Zhong assured me that it simply means stop. In the office of the council, everyone stopped work when the newsboy brought the papers, and I somewhat unkindly took a shot of them with the camera. I think they were embarrassed to find themselves caught not working. Not a very excitable people, the Vietnamese. Or maybe it's that they really fear the procedures which the VC and the NVNA will now use to disrupt the ceasefire. There's a great deal about that in the press and a great deal of talk about it. It's very apparent on the streets that the armed guards, who have been quite sufficiently in evidence on street corners these past weeks, have been doubled and tripled. Sometimes, of course, they just lounge about, and this afternoon they all absorb themselves in the newspaper. But President Thu, in his announcement, apparently declared that when the ceasefire begins Sunday, the 28th, Saigon dating, there will be 24-hour curfew. I don't know exactly what that means, but it'll be obviously a defense against Viet Cong activities. Furthermore, all the colors of cloth that the Viet Cong might use to make flags and so on have been confiscated in all the shops. And at 12 o'clock today, everyone was supposed to display the flag. And of course, most everywhere, the flag was already displayed. Where it isn't a cloth banner flying, it's painted alongside door fronts and even alongside the door of every room in this hotel. This matter of flags has a special meaning. The universal display of the South Vietnamese flag, the yellow flag with three horizontal stripes, started during the October flurry over a ceasefire. And the idea seems to have been that everyone must display a flag of the Republic. And in fact, everyone was told to carry a flag in his pocket, a small flag. And you can buy them from street vendors, along with flags of other countries too, I must say, especially the United States. And everyone was supposed to have such a flag and apparently be ready to show it. Now, all of this meant not so much, perhaps, Saigon, but it meant that where the flag waved was the territory of the Republic of Vietnam. And there was apparently a procedure to help prevent the Viet Cong from grabbing more territory, running up their flag and claiming that the territory was theirs for the long haul during the ceasefire and the unforeseeable future under that ceasefire, in which there will be the so-called leopard spots of North Vietnamese territory spotted all over South Vietnam. Incidentally, I didn't mention in talking about my discussion at lunch with Ambassador Bunker, his remarks, quite candid remarks, I thought, that the Thieu government has given ours a great deal of difficulty over the October terms, that is, that they have been very stiff in resisting many of those terms. And Ambassador Bunker said, the Thieu government has gained a great deal during the intervening months and in the present ceasefire. I mentioned that the people seem very proud of the way in which their government has stood up to the United States. And he agreed and said they have a right to be. I recorded that on January 24th in the late afternoon, the day when the ceasefire was announced. And now I'm in Killingworth. This is late February. That was the last recording I made in Saigon.